have to say about you, man. You got an old spirit.
Yeah, my parents used to play this.
Oh, man.
Love it, son.
Just pick the music.
You share with me this special
ribbon in the sky.
Well, ribbon.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, conservatives, man, Republicans, man. You know, Marvin Gaye said, make me want to holler, throw up both my hands. When it comes to conservatives and Republicans, they make me want to holler and throw up both my hands. Here's a prime example. So in this new bill that is passing through Congress, will eventually pass through Congress and become law, part of it increases the amount of IRS agents by 87,000. And so they're going to hire 87,000 over the next decade. You know why they have to hire 87,000? Because under then President George Bush, they cut the budget for the IRS, where they could not collect or have the resources to collect all the cheats, all the tax cheats. Now, these are people who claim to be patriotic. You know, oh, I'm patriotic. I really am. I really am. But don't anybody look at my return. Please don't look at my return. But I'm patriotic. You know, my country 'tis of the sweet land of liberty. Yeah, right. You know, of the I sing. You're right. You claim to be all those things, but when it comes to your taxes, you lie and connive and cheat. And even though when you do those things, it's criminal, but you don't see yourself as that. But that guy out there selling that nickel bag of weed, lock him up. These are criminals. We got to do something about the criminals. Well, he's selling a nickel bag of weed to him. It doesn't matter. It's against the law. Well, cheating on your tax returns is against the law. But maybe you know the difference, Connor, is that's a dignified crook, right? Because, you know, it's okay, you know, we all do it. No, we don't all do it. You know, everybody does not cheat on their tax returns. You know, unfortunately, the more money you have, the more you're going to cheat. Well, you know, that's not a big deal, Earl. You know, it's really not a big deal. You know, I'm doing all the things that I can, and there are loopholes, and I just take advantage of the loopholes. No, you don't. You go beyond that. And so I've been listening to the Republicans' response to this 87,000 new agents that the IRS is going to be hiring. And they're trying to spin it the opposite way. They're going to go after the average person. No, they're not. Why would you lie like that? That's not what they're not going after the average person. They're going after the cheats, the real cheats, who make over $400,000 a year. That's who they're going after. And corporations, you know, who have been able to hide their resources and not do the right thing. You know, the goal, supporters say, is to amplify tax enforcement efforts and aim more of them at corporations and individual high-income earners. Their argument is that more money could be collected by auditing these groups than by going after folks in the lower and middle income brackets who underpay their taxes or make math errors on their 1099s. If that's the case, I've listened to conservatives over the last 2 days argue that they're going to do the exact opposite. Either they don't know what they're talking about, or they're just liars. I think it's the latter. As a matter of fact, I know it's the latter. So in order to protect the fat cats, you're going to tell the sacrificial lambs that this is to go after them. It's not. Clearly, the IRS said going after the small fries, there isn't enough money if we catch the small fry. Well, the small fry makes $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year. You know, may fudge things a little bit. So they pick up an extra couple hundred bucks. You know, you may say, well, that's a couple extra hundred bucks. That adds up. Certainly doesn't add up like the cheats, the white-collar cheats, and the corporation cheaters, where there are billions and billions and billions of dollars that they get to walk away with. This is what's coming. And this is what the Republicans are afraid of. The Republican National Committee has claimed that this army of new IRS agents will disproportionately target poor Americans. In response, the IRS Commissioner Chuck Redick vowed in a letter to Congress last week that the agency's new enforcement money won't mean more audits for anyone earning less than $400,000. Who's lying? The IRS or the Republican conservative movement that says the exact opposite? Regardless, conservatives aren't responding well to news that more eyeballs will be laid on Americans' tax returns. The American tax returns they're talking about are the wealthy. Who has a problem with that? If you are an average Joe, like me, not Connor, he's not going to be an average Joe for long, but for people like me, you know, I want to see the fat cats pay their fair share. Yeah, the ones who've got flags hanging up all over the place, you know, and talking about the Constitution and democracy until it's time for you to pay your fair share. You know, you don't want to talk about that. And I understand why you don't want to talk about that, because you're looking out for you and you alone. Your concern is not what's in the best interest of the nation. It's about what's in the best interest of your bottom line. And thank goodness that they're now going to crack down on you tax cheats. Well, you say, well, it's not a big deal. If it's not a big deal, then why are you whining and crying about the fact that they're getting ready to increase the IRS monitors who are going to go after all of you who've been cheating on your taxes? You fat cats, the Elon Musk of the world, you know, and he should be willing to pay his fair share. The billionaires, you know, the Kendricks and others of the world who are billionaires and won't pay their fair share. All of us should want that. Even if you're a Republican, you know, you should, and you're an average person, I don't know why you would not want those folk, be they Democrats or Republicans, whoever they are, who are doing everything within their power not to pay their fair share. I don't understand that. 844-967-2789 is the number. But I'm really happy that this is going to be happening. And, you know, if the shoe fits, you know, wear it. If it doesn't, why should you even worry about it? Well, and they're not talking about me. They're talking about the major corporation. That should not be your issue. Has nothing to do with you in the long run. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.